For a limited time, stop by your local McDonald's and go for two with your favorite large soft drink in an Eagles Players Cup and large shake and flavor fries, including flavors of Zesty Ranch, Spicy Buffalo, and Garlic Parmesan for only $3.49. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Price and participation may vary while supplies last. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Time now to get inside this matchup, the Eagles and the 49ers out at this beautiful new Levi's Stadium. Should be a lovely little vista for the Eagles. Anyway, on the field, Eagles 3-0, the Niners 1-2, but the numbers really not telling the tale of a Niners team that's below 500.
You look at the quarterback situation there. Colin Kaepernick going to be very deadly for this Eagles defense. Strong arm, has a mobility, has completed 70% of his passes this season. It's going to be a handful for this Eagles defense. After going against Kirk Cousins last week, who was so good at delivering the football quickly, but definitely much different dimension with the running threat. Certainly the Eagles, you look back to that game against Indianapolis, had to go against a similar quarterback in terms of his stature and mobility with Andrew Luck. Can they contain Kaepernick? That's going to be something to watch.
Will Bill Davis even entertain the idea of using a spy on Kaepernick? And then you've got Anquan Boldin and Michael Crabtree and some very good weapons for the San Francisco 49ers. Offense hasn't really manifested itself in terms of points scored. Frank Gore, low to the ground, power runner. If you look at the numbers, both he and LeSean McCoy, not quite where they want to be in terms of carries, numbers, and yards per carry. But you know the potential is there for the Niners if they get a lead to really ground up things and make that clock go quicker.
Well, what's very interesting about this Niners offense is they're built to be a power run team. You look at the big, stout offensive line. You look at Frank Gore, who has been a workhorse over the years. But with the new additions, the guys they've mixed in there, guys like Stevie Johnson, a wide receiver, it seems like they want to be more of a spread attack team. But is that really their MO? And I think that's one of the things that Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, is dealing with early in the season, is how to maximize that potential. And you look at the second half of games, as I mentioned at the top of the show, only 3 points in the first three games. Something to definitely be concerned about from the San Francisco standpoint is they have to get back to their identity, which is more of a power run team. But can Frank Gore still be, at his age, that workhorse back? Whereas LeSean McCoy, on the other hand, Dave, is in the prime of his career.
Yeah, but I look at it this way. Where are the explosive plays for the 49ers? Michael Crabtree averaging just 8.9 yards per reception compared to what Jeremy Maclin is averaging, more than 18 yards a catch. You need to get yardage in gulps in the NFL. San Francisco 49ers are not doing that. Now, defensively, this is a team that's had some injury problems. They don't have much of a pass rush. Alden Smith still out. Cornerback problems with injuries. The Niners just 4 sacks in 3 games. Justin Smith capable of really destroying offensive lines. But, Chris, I think for the Eagles, you hope that that newly constructed offensive line can hold the fort, give Nick Foles some time to throw the football against a secondary that's had its troubles.
Well, you look at what they were able to do last Sunday against Washington, even after Nick Foles took that damaging hit and Jason Peters had to be ejected from the game. Nick Foles went out for the rest of that drive and was 5 of 6 and threw that beautiful touchdown pass to Jerry Maclin. He was not sacked for the entire game. He did take his fair share of hits, of course, but again, he was not sacked whatsoever. And as you mentioned, Dave, San Francisco is struggling from a pass rush perspective. So it will be something to see whether San Francisco will try to be more aggressive to try to get Foles out of its comfort zone. But the thing about this Eagles offense is, if you take one thing away, you take away the screen game, you take away the run game, something else is going to beat you. And as you saw last Sunday, it was the wide receivers' day. You mentioned the Niners banged up in the secondary. Tremaine Brock, his status is in question for this Sunday's game against the Eagles. Will they be able to take advantage with some deep shots down the field if the pass rush is not able to get home? Justin Smith's still very good, but again, they are missing Alden Smith. They are missing Navarro Bowman there in the middle of that defense. But Patrick Willis is still one of the best middle linebackers in the entire game.
So Chip Kelly and Pat Shermer putting their game plan together. We'll see what they come up with for Sunday afternoon. We'll get into San Francisco a little more deeply, and we want to talk first here when we return to Eagles 360. We all know you're in the fantasy world, and you had LeSean McCoy was your first pick and maybe the first pick of your draft. Well, where are all the yards? What's next for LeSean McCoy? Can the Eagles unleash this running game? That's our topic of conversation when Fantasy Spin starts us off on the other side here on Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.